Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Ryan Clark. A bill to pay federal workers during the government shutdown failed to advance in the Senate. It was opposed by Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, who said the only answer is to reopen the government. For government employees like Courtney Bush,
we are approaching our first full missed paycheck, so I think that's when it's really going to settle in a little bit more.
President Trump said he is not sending federal troops to San Francisco this weekend as he planned after speaking with the city's mayor. He pardoned one of crypto's richest men, Changpeng Zhao, known as CZ, the founder of Binance, who pled guilty to charges the company failed to follow proper controls. The Biden administration said that allowed money to flow to terrorists and child abusers. He had lobbied for a pardon and supported the Trump family's crypto venture. Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat player Terry Rozier were among more than 30 people arrested by federal authorities as part of an illegal gambling sting. This is ABC News.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We have an update to a story we brought you last week about an attack on a student at a Madison high school. At the time, all police would confirm is that there was a battery at West High School last Wednesday the 15th. Now there's video of the attack published by WISC. It's incredibly hard to watch. I reached out to district staff and to the police department. Police confirmed to me that two teenagers were arrested, charged with first-degree reckless injury and battery, and they referred a third teen on charges of battery and disorderly conduct. We won't know if the students involved will face disciplinary action. A district spokesperson confirmed to me they cannot release that information because of student privacy. However, district rules say students who take part in violence like this could be recommended for expulsion. West High School principal Daniel Kageya told WISC his job is to keep all students safe, and in this situation, he failed. The student hurt was hospitalized. Meanwhile, Madison officially has its new police chief. Chief John Patterson was sworn in last night. He actually took over in February when former Chief Sean Barnes left for Seattle. He's been with the department for 27 years. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway.
He's dedicated to our community and has forged trusted relationships across Madison because he shows up and he listens, because he's professional, but also humble and kind, and because I would suggest that he sees the humanity in everyone.
Here's what Patterson had to say to Madison residents.
We will stay rooted strongly in the principles of procedural justice and community policing. We will always prioritize our people, our culture, and our service to all of you. We will remain accountable and transparent. We will listen, and we will work each day to continue to earning your trust.
Patterson is the city's third permanent police chief in 6 years. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks lose Porter. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks won their opener last night, 133-120, against the Wizards at Fiserv Forum, but they lost guard Kevin Porter Jr., who went down at the end of the first quarter with a sprained left ankle after stepping on teammate Bobby Portis's foot. Doc Rivers asked if he saw what happened.
No, it didn't look good. I'll just say that, you know, so he's going to do an MRI tomorrow. We just got to hope for the best, but looking at it, it was a pretty bad sprain.
The NFL has named Micah Parsons NFC Defensive Player of the Week. Parsons will be after Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers next on Sunday Night Football. Rodgers asked if playing the Pack is a revenge game for him.
I don't have any animosity toward the organization. Obviously, I wish that, you know, things have been better in our last year there, but, you know, I have a great relationship with a lot of people still in that organization. This is not a revenge game for me. I'm just excited to see some of those guys and be on Sunday Night Football again.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine into your Thursday afternoon. Northwest winds with highs in the lower 50s. Tonight, a freeze warning goes into effect. Skies turning mostly clear, lows in the lower 30s. On Friday, sunshine and highs in the mid-50s. Currently 46 degrees.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Conrad has restless leg syndrome where it's hard to control your leg. And you got to be careful. There's a lot of expensive stuff around this studio. What broke over there just now?
A couple speakers.
They just redid the studio. We'll be dealing with home.
Sorry.
This is a serious thing. All right, what are we going to do here?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Jason Mansmith from Green Lake's Thrasher Theater makes the popcorn pick of the week. Then Chris Rogowski from Chicken or the Egg Photography makes an in-studio visit. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
92.7 WMDX, fueled by coffee, driven by curiosity.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. This is a little concerning. Donald Trump... Aaron Rupar is posting this over on Blue Sky. Donald Trump said, and this is a quote, this is a verbatim quote. He's talking about how he and the Republicans want to make sure that Democrats never become, that no Democrat ever becomes president again. Maybe also that Democrats never take the House and Senate. It's a little ambiguous, but here's the exact quote. Quote, "We can never let what happened in the 2020 election happen again. We just can't let that happen. I know Cash is working on it, everybody's working on it, and certainly Tulsi is working on it. We can't let that happen again to our country." Now, I'm not, you know, a big fan of conspiracy theories and going down the rabbit hole and all that, but Jenny Cohn posted this over on Blue Sky also. And here it is. You know, in case you missed it, the Dominion Voting Company has been acquired by Scott Leinendecker, a former Republican election official from Missouri. Leinendecker is also the CEO of electronic poll book supplier No Inc., whose product manager, Mitt Millville, was Ed Martin's campaign IT director in Missouri in 2011. This Ed Martin. And then this, the quote is, the Trump campaign has chosen Schlafly Eagles President Ed Martin, Roger Stone's good friend who co-led Stop the Steal with Ali Alexander, to co-lead the RNC's platform committee. Martin blew off his January 6th committee subpoena. He also runs America's Future with Mike Flynn. So the product manager for the electronic poll book supplier, which is owned by the same guy who now owns Dominion Voting Systems, the product manager was the campaign manager, the campaign IT director for Ed Martin, and Ed Martin was Roger Stone's guy with the Stop the Steal campaign. I mean, this is wild stuff. I sure hope the Democratic Party is looking at this, and that, you know, they're paying attention to this. This is just wild stuff. Meanwhile, you know, Tim Cook and the people over at Apple completely caved to the Trump White House and to Kristi Noem and to ICE when there was one in particular. I think it was called Ice Block or something like that. That was an app that was in the App Store that, you know, where you could put in the location, you know, hey, ICE is in my neighborhood. You just put that information in and it kind of crowdsources it. Everybody can see it. You know, sort of like Waze, you know, the way you crowdsource traffic information or where the red lights are, or where the police speed traps are. And in fact, it was using technology that was very, very similar to Waze, W-A-Z-E. That's if you're unfamiliar with it, it's one of these, you know, how do I get from here to there without having to encounter traffic or speed traps apps? And so Apple took this thing down. They said, no, you know, this endangers the security of ICE agents or whatever BS excuse that they had. I mean, you know, it was based on whatever it was that Kristi Noem was saying. And I get that, you know, I get that they have the right to do that. I mean, you know, it's their company, it's their app store. They can pretty much do whatever they want. And Facebook did the same thing. Mark Zuckerberg, you know, another billionaire in fact, one of the world's richest billionaires, who loves to go to the White House and kiss Trump's ass, just like Tim Cook did, just so embarrassingly, giving him this gold, lump of gold, you know, and all this kind of stuff. But Letitia James now steps into this fray. She's the Attorney General for New York. Donald Trump has got Pam Bondi going after her, right? His beauty pageant runner-up, who is now his prosecutor, just indicted Letitia James. But she has put up a website, an official website, over at, you know, for the state of New York. It's a newyork.gov website, where you can submit documentation on ICE activity. And this is what she said. She actually made a public statement about this. She said, and I quote, "Every New Yorker has the right to live without fear or intimidation. If you witnessed and documented ICE activity yesterday, I urge you to share that footage with my office. We are committed to reviewing these reports and assessing any violations of law. No one should be subject to unlawful questioning, detention, or intimidation." Now, just following on my conversation with my colleague Dean Obidala, who you know, is my talk radio colleague, but he's an attorney and I'm not. And I asked him. I said, "This federal judge has ruled that local authorities can arrest ICE officers if they break the law. And you know, is that true? And how does that work?" Pardon me, I'm sneezing here. And Dean basically said, you know, if they're doing it in the course of their work, which a lot of, you know, it seems like most of these outrages happen. You know, they're like here in Portland, there was this a blind protester who was on the sidewalk. He was sitting in the grass next to the sidewalk, and half of his foot was on the ice, the pavement of the ICE driveway, and which is technically their property, and so. Well, I guess legally their property. And so they rushed him and they dragged him over and they banged him against the concrete. I mean, this guy's blind. And, you know, dragged him off, beat him up. But, you know, they'll just claim, hey, we're just doing our jobs, right? And they do have this qualified immunity thing. So these will, you know, it's going to be tough, but it's not going to be impossible. And it sure sounds to me, to hold them to account. And it sure sounds to me like Letitia James is getting ready for that. Now, this is a woman who's got steel in her spine. She took on Donald Trump. In fact, when she was running for attorney general, part of her promise was that she would take on Donald Trump. And people voted for her for that reason. We want people with steel in their spines. We want prosecutors who will take on corruption in our government, whether it's done by Democrats or Republicans or independents or whoever. You know, our government has become so corrupt as a result of Clarence Thomas casting the deciding vote in Citizens United. Clarence Thomas, who had taken millions of dollars in bribes from a right-wing billionaire, and then voted to legalize judges like himself and politicians taking bribes. And here's Letitia James saying, no. We're not going to put up with corruption. We're not going to put up with a rogue police force roaming around the city of New York or the state of New York, you know, violating the law. And if you see it and it looks like they're committing a crime, let me know. And I will do something about it. These are my words, not hers. I just read you her words. But this is going to, I keep saying this. I wrote about this, I think on Monday, maybe it was last Friday, that Trump is a lot weaker than everybody thinks. He does not have the popular base that Mussolini did, that Hitler did, that Franco did, that, pick your dictator, right, historically or in modern times. He doesn't have the popularity. You know, Putin and Orban both had like 80% approval ratings when they started dismantling the democracies of Russia and Hungary, respectively. Trump doesn't have that. I mean, he's down to 37% in terms of approval of his economic policies and around 40% overall approval. And that's with Fox News, you know, humping him as hard as they can, just pumping this stuff out, all these lies and not telling people what he's doing. And I mean, it's just people who live in this little right wing media bubble, they've got to be just befuddled. But it's starting to crack through. And people are starting to wake up. And it can't happen fast enough for me. But I don't think that his grand project to turn America into a fascist dictatorship is starting to wobble. And I think it's going to fail. Now, I may be wrong. And if I'm wrong, you know, that'll be a tough one for me because I'll probably end up in jail. But I think it's starting to wobble. What say you? I'll pick up your calls after the break.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
16 minutes past the hour. What's on your mind? Stay tuned.
Out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry.
Hungry.
You're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
Autumn awesomeness awaits, courtesy of David J. Frank Landscape. Introducing Fall Porchscapes, professionally designed decor literally delivered to your front door. Installation and removal included. A hassle-free way to bring fall flair to your home or business. And consider a fall cleanup to preserve the beauty and health of your yard. There's more to a good cleanup than raking leaves. Call the experts at David J. Frank at 608-283-9276 or visit davidjfrank.com.
What is a commercial? It's a message delivered to the people, in this instance through your radio speakers, into your ears. Why, it's like a movie for your brain. This radio commercial is directed to the business community. If you want to reach more customers, you should be using WMDX Radio. It's that simple. Just email sales@WMDXradio.com and let our crack sales team show you how to make your business grow with the number one medium known to humankind, the radio commercial on WMDX. Long may you wave.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million while median workers earned about $81,000. equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrix, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll, I'm a Patriotic Millionaire, and I approve this message.
Port.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, you want some really incredible clothing? I just can't say enough about Quince. Quince has the kind of fall staples you'll actually want to wear over and over and over again. You know, like on repeat. Like 100% Mongolian cashmere for just $60. Classic fit denim, real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince. I love them. I find them affordable, fashionable. They're part of my go-to wardrobe. They've held up super well. And Quince has really become go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Also available in Canada now, too. That's quince.com/Tom. quince.com/Tom. For free shipping and 365-day returns, quince.com/Tom.
Silence in the street. Truth is the target, justice in retreat. Eyes in the sky, data in their hands. Freedom is burning in this broken show me the man, and I'll show you the crime. A whisper becomes a sentence in time. Voices of courage, we rise and we fight. We won't let the darkness steal all the light.
Past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Gabriel in Linwood, Washington. Hey, Gabriel, what's up?
Hi. I even took notes for today. A few comments just as a long-term activist, anti-war and for the environment, etc. So for me, activism 101 that I learned through working with really great activists, is that it needs to be inclusive, not top-down. I prefer at an invisible meeting to be sitting more in a circle, so I'm looking at folks, that we have cards, maybe we're agreeing, we're disagreeing, but very collaborative, not the old form of patriarchal, you know, dominator culture where one person is lecturing everybody else. That drives me nuts. Like, they didn't like that I had a lot to say either. And then the next thing is our movement. We collect donations for food banks. Did the Tea Party ever do that? Heck no. You know what I mean? We keep giving to our community. We need to keep building those mutual forms of aid. We're the good guys.
Mm-hmm.
We are the good guys. And I was surprised at the No Kings I went to. I did check with the indivisible person, and she told me to count. So they count. You know, they do a lot for us at all of those protests. And where I went was 2,700 people. That's the most, I don't know how much bigger, but it was a lot bigger than the last one there. And I met two women that were teachers that were anti-vaxxers at the No Kings. So maybe somebody brought them. I'm not sure.
There are a lot of left-wing anti-vaxxers. I know left-wing anti-vaxxers personally. I have some friends who are left-wing anti-vaxxers. It's weird. It started during COVID. They went down this, I've got to get healthy rabbit hole when we all thought we were going to die. You know, there's a damn pandemic going on. And they ended up getting sucked into the Bob Kennedy vortex. And you can't deprogram them easily. I mean, I've tried. It doesn't work.
That was what was disturbing, Tom, was I mentioned I don't appreciate his fake tan at all. Like, that's not healthy to me. And so I mentioned, I was like, he fake tans. Do you still like him? They still like him, yes. And they thought the video I saw of him being dropped off to go to the tanning booth was a deep fake.
Yeah.
So...
Well, he doesn't look like that because his skin isn't that dark because he's not wearing makeup. It's pretty clear that he's either in a tanning booth or he's laying on the beach all day. And and that's got to be doing damage to him. I mean, that's I get the whole vitamin D thing, but I take pills. it's like.
Right. Yeah.
I'm a fan of being in the sun from time to time, but, you know. I think he's gone over the edge. But, you know, I picking on Bob Kennedy's, you know, skin tone is the least of you know, what we need to be talking about. You know, he's taking apart our health service, our National Health Service. And you've got now a measles, a major outbreak going on in the New Mexico-Utah border, I think it is. There's some serious stuff going on, you know, in these little towns along the border. There's some serious stuff going on here that we need to be paying attention to, and these guys are doing some real damage. Gabriel, I got to run. I think we're at a break right now. Good talking to you. Thank you very much for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the True People's Media. We'll be right back with your calls. With us today is co-founder of Native Path Collagen, Dr. Chad Walding. So glad to have you with us. Tell us about your company.
Well, Native Path, we're a company that is really all about aligning human health with the way it's designed to eat, move, and live. You know, we look at the past 100 years and we see a consistent rise in disease, specifically metabolic disease. That rise has been happening despite all our advances in technology and medicine. We really recognize and appreciate the timeless principles that are really appropriate for humans and human health. And what we do as a company is we educate people on nutrition and movement and lifestyle, and we help provide supplements to help fill in the gaps of the vitamins, the nutrients, and minerals that are missing in the modern diet.
And you do this with Native Path Collagen. What exactly is collagen?
Collagen is our hero product. That's the first product we came out with. And collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, right? It's what makes up the structure of your body, your tendons, your ligaments, the things that you look at, like your hair, your skin, your nails. It even makes up your bones and your gut lining. So it's extremely important to have collagen. And it's something that our ancestors would get plenty of with the way they ate, because they would eat nose to tail. They would take the bones of an animal, they would put it in a big pot with hot water and make broth, and that's how they would get collagen. But we're not getting near enough in our modern diet because we're so bombarded with carbohydrates and fat, and not near enough quality protein, certainly not enough collagen. And collagen is something we produce on our own, but around the age of 20, that starts to decline. Around 50, it really starts to decline. When we're deficient in collagen, it accelerates the aging process, the weakening of the structure of our body. So it becomes really important to start supplementing with it as we get older. Consuming quality protein, specifically in the form of collagen, is one of the easiest things you can do that makes the most difference in your health.
It's remarkable stuff. Dr. Chad Walding, thank you so much for dropping by today.
Awesome, Tom. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com/.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. The midterm elections might be a year away, but there is a sleeper issue out there that may be the key to Democrats winning. We'll discuss it next time. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A bipartisan group of lawmakers wants to increase education about menopause, and they're getting some help from an Academy Award-winning actor. Data shows a huge information gap about the topic, even though just about every woman will experience it. According to the National Institutes of Health, 85% of American women first look for information about menopause when they were already experiencing it or long after it started. They say 77% of women want menopause to be taught in schools, just like other hormonal shifts in our bodies. Now, State Senator Dianne Hesselbein and State Representative Robin Vining, both Democrats, along with Republican State Senator Rachel Cabral-Guevara, are sponsoring a bill that would increase menopause education. It would require the Department of Health Services create a resource page and pamphlet about menopause, just like they have pages for hundreds of other conditions, from measles to STDs to heart disease. Here's Vining.
Many women say, I don't feel like myself, and they deserve to know why that is and what they can do about it.
There was a public hearing in the Senate's Health Committee Wednesday, and lawmakers heard testimony from Academy Award-winning actor Halle Berry, who's advocating for menopause resources across the country.
It's stigmatized. We're afraid because we're ignorant to what is happening to our bodies. That's why education is so important. And that's why I'm here. I have real life examples of how more education would have saved me almost 4 years of self-exploration. I would love to have gotten this information from my health care providers.
According to the lawmakers, adding this extra information on menopause and creating other resources would not cost the state any extra money. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine into your Thursday afternoon. Northwest winds with highs in the lower 50s. Tonight, a freeze warning goes into effect. Skies turning mostly clear, lows in the lower 30s. On Friday, sunshine and highs in the mid-50s. Right now, it's 48.
Don't act like that. Don't wear that. Don't think that. I've heard everything you tell yourself every time you felt different. And I want you to know that you can be vulnerable and powerful. That taking care of your mind is taking care of everyone you love and who loves you. Love your mind. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Friday morning, Rocker will be in the studio with a look at local music with the Max Inc. preview. And pretty soon, the John and Gordy East Wing costume will be available.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Well, this is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body, you know you're getting sick. So your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work, hope the doctors can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit, and they're great for when you're traveling. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. You can get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. But to get that discount, when you check out, also use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. urgentcarekit.com/Tom, promo code Tom. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Florindo in Fairfield, Iowa. Hey, Florindo, what's up?
Hey, thank you for taking my call, Tom. I want to quickly echo what Susan a few callers back said about the national treasure. I'm calling with the Florindo's report from Fairfield, Iowa, the capital of the Age of Enlightenment.
Okay.
And I wanted to, I know you subscribe to Harper's, and I don't know if you've seen this month's or the November issue's pullout of a big detailed chart on who owns the media.
No, I just subscribe online digitally, so I haven't,
Everybody ought to check it out. It's got all the details on who owns what now and where people get their news. Really, it's, I guess, what we used to call a centerfold.
Yeah, yeah.
But beyond that, I wanted to mention that I was on the No Kings call on Tuesday night, and people can go to nokings.org, N-O-K-I-N-G-S.org. They're going to be providing organizational materials ongoing, consistently every week with a new action proposed. And they're expecting the movement to continue to grow. It's a coalition at nokings.org.
That's that coalition that Ezra Levin was announcing, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I'm looking at the website right now, nokings.org. I like it.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Then the last thing I wanted to mention was that I'm here in this, I'm a substitute teacher out here, and all the kids in high school and junior high and elementary school say the Pledge of Allegiance every single day. And we were up doing it this morning, and I asked the kids afterwards what republic means. What is this republic we're pledging our allegiance to? And some of them said, no, they didn't really know it was the Union or the United States. So I said, well, if you look at the word rei, it comes from the Latin rex for king, and public is the people.
And oh, I didn't republic, know that.
Republic means ruled by the people.
I did not know that.
Authority in the mass population.
We is this from the Latin or the Greek? This is from the Greek, right?
Latin.
Okay.
Well, I guess Latin comes from Greek too, so it'll be the same. But it's, you know, Rex Publius.
Yeah. Yeah. Rex Publius. Well, that is Latin. Yeah. Absolutely. Rex Publius.
So, any teachers listening, see if your kids want to talk about that.
Wow.
If they're doing the Pledge to Allegiance, because they like that idea.
Yeah, I do too. I had no idea.
I love your show, man. Thanks for getting me in. Keep up the good work.
Well, thanks, Florindo. Thanks for educating me. I appreciate it. I'm telling you, it's such a privilege hanging out with some of the smartest people in the country. Thank you for your call.
God bless you, Tom.
Thank you. I'll take it. Good talking to you. Paul in Chicago. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. We know we're totally screwed. You know, they've commandeered everything.
Not totally. Come on, Paul.
I got two plans, two paths. One, I just want to point out, you know, with him and his pardon power that he's monetized, he's given his immunity also to Bondi and the rest of them with his pardon power.
Oh, sure.
Think about it.
Oh, yeah.
So here's what I think we need to do. We're not going to vote again. You know it, and I know it. Or if we do, it'll be rigged beyond belief. I think every blue state, purple state with a Democratic governor has got to form a coalition now and stop sending them money that's going to the jets and the ballrooms and everything else. Set up our own trade with each other. Set up our own CDC if they want to. But otherwise, when we get to next year and we don't vote or it's rigged, you don't think there'll be a civil war?
No, I don't. And I do think that there will be an election. And I do think that by and large, it'll be fairly reasonable. I am concerned about voter suppression. But that's a kind of a separate conversation, a little outside of the, you know, apocalyptic scenario that you're characterizing, Paul. Beyond that, I just, in terms of impounding money, in terms of the states not sending money to the federal government, that kind of simple phrase belies a larger reality, which makes it so difficult. For example, you live in Chicago, right? You live in Illinois. You are the one who sends your money to the federal government. Actually, your employer, if you have a job. Your employer deducts your federal taxes and then, you know, on a monthly or quarterly basis, sends them to the federal government, to the Treasury. The state has no process. They're not part of that process. The only revenue that's going to the federal government from the state of Illinois that the state, you know, that J.B. Pritzker could theoretically intercept would be the federal withholding taxes for his employees, for state government employees. And that would be a real crisis because that money funds those people's Social Security and Medicare accounts and things, you know, for their future. So it's just not practical. I get what you're saying, and the blue states have already created a compact. I think there's 17 of them now, 16 or 17 states now, that have created a compact. It started with Oregon, Washington, and California around public health. And, you know, so they're doing their kind of own CDC thing and, you know, setting up our own standards for vaccination and all that kind of stuff. But going beyond that is just, unless you know something I don't know, Paul, I don't see how to do it.
Okay, on a quick lighter note, mm-hmm. Did you name your dog after Soupy Sales' dog?
What was Soupy Sales' dog's name?
White Fang.
Was what?
White Fang.
White Thing? No, we've...
Fang, F-A-N-G.
Oh, Fang. Oh, that was my cat. Our dogs, we've got a dog named Blue because he's got one blue eye, and we've got a dog named Chewbacca because we went to see the Star Wars movie the week that we got her, and we named her after Chewie because she looks like him and sounds like him. But Fang, we named Fang because he was a feral cat that my brother had rescued.
Oh.
And the vet wanted to put him down, and so Louise and I took him. And for the first couple of weeks, we just couldn't get in the same room with him because he'd try to bite you. He'd attack you and try to bite you. And finally, I figured this out. You just every time he tried to bite me, I just shoved my finger down his throat. And after four or five times of doing that, or maybe I don't know how many times, you know, maybe a week, he just stopped. And he turned into this wonderful little pussycat. You know, he was just a wonderful cat. So anyway, Paul, I got to move along. But thanks. Okay. Thanks for the call. Good talking to you. White Fang. That's interesting. Yeah, I didn't know. Terry in Daphne, Alabama. Hey, Terry, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. What's up?
Well, I wanted to ask you, since Trump is so untouchable, how about the people that are accomplices to him? You know, if you help rob somebody, you're an accomplice. So I wonder if there's any way we could go after them and, you know, at least put them through the misery of a trial or you know, something like that. And just, I mean, it's ridiculous what he can get away with and nobody do nothing. So what do you think about going after the people
I'm totally in favor of that, Terry. I've written about it, and I have ranted about it on this program. The specific people who are empowering him, who we have control over or have some influence over, are the elected Republicans in the House and Senate. And all it's going to take is, I mean, we got four Republicans who broke with him around Epstein, for example. All it's going to take is for a small handful, you know, fewer than a dozen, seven, eight, something like that, Republicans in the House to decide, hey, it's time to investigate Donald Trump, or it's time to stop, you know, kissing his ass and doing whatever he says. It's time to stand up to him. It's only going to take three or four of them in the Senate. So if you live, and you live in a state where you've got probably a congressman who's a Republican, and you certainly have two Republican senators, you should be calling them every week and telling them to stand up to Donald Trump and quit bending over for him.
Yeah, one of those is Tommy Tuberville.
I know. And, you know, I doubt, you know, I think Tuberville's, you know, so far up Trump's backside, he can't see daylight. But, you know, Katie Britt is your other one, right? Am I remembering right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but reach out to both of them and reach out to your member of the House of Representatives, you know, and just, you know, enough of this Donald Trump stuff. It's and you know, I don't know if you're registered as a Democrat. If you're not, make that point. I'm not registered as a Democrat. I'm an independent or I'm a Republican or whatever.
The other thing that drives me crazy is the evangelicals that want to tell you how to live your life. What's that about being evangelical?
Yeah, there you go. I get that, Terry. Terry, thanks a lot for the call.
Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 46 minutes past the hour. Back with your calls in just a minute. Stay with us.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
You want to vote for a governor. You do have many to choose from who have served in the assembly. Or you can choose the one of us candidate. Hi, I'm Ryan Sternad. I work for a living. Sure, I don't have elected experience, but I do have working class experience. Won't you want your governor to know what it's like to be in your shoes and to govern that way? For more, go to RyanSternadForGovernor.com.
Paid for by Ryan Sternad for Governor.
No fear here, just monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. This October, the only thing creeping near your bed is a deal too good to miss. We custom make every mattress so you know exactly what's inside. No tricks, just treats. Save hundreds on mattresses, foundations, headboards, sheets, and more. Monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. Upgrade your bedroom and unleash the sleep of your dreams. American made, locally crafted, Verlo. Hurry in before these monster savings vanish. Verlo Mattress of Madison.
Orange construction barrels, unpredictable weather, and the most passionate people you'll ever meet. Madison isn't perfect. It's better than perfect. It's real. It's ours. And it's home. 92.7 WMDX. Celebrating the beautiful chaos of life in America's most interesting small big city. When you know, you know. WMDX.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The North Carolina legislature passed a new gerrymandered congressional map October 22nd, likely adding a GOP congressional seat to offset expected 2026 midterm losses in the U.S. House. Legislators diluted black voting power to do it, but say it was for partisan reasons. The map likely gives Republicans an 11-3 advantage in a purple state where President Trump won by only 3.3% in 2024. State leaders went out of their way to say it was manipulated to help maintain GOP control of the U.S. House. State Senator Ralph Hayes said, "The motivation behind this redraw is simple and singular. Draw a new map that will bring an additional Republican seat to the congressional delegation." Why admit the cheating? The U.S. Supreme Court's Rucho decision said gerrymandering for partisan reasons was a state political matter, not a matter for the federal courts. For the moment, racial gerrymandering is still illegal under the Voting Rights Act, so the deliberate admission of partisan gerrymandering helps to create an alibi when the case reaches federal court. The new map changed only Congressional District 1, a currently competitive Northeast district where Black Congressman Don Davis won by 2%. A North Carolina Black Alliance analysis shows it shifted 8% of Black voters into adjoining redder districts, diluting Black voting power and tilting District 1 Republican. We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, that famous hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise swears by this stuff. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. So go to Vibrance.com/Tom and save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrience.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% and get free shipping on Super C Serum. Vibrance, Vibrience, Vibrience.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Well,
a man stands in the shadow, selling off the dream. He smiles for the cameras with his hand out to the sky, while the workers sweep the floor and the truth rolls by. Oh, the thief in the ballroom, dancing in the light.
Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Gabe in Placerville, California. Hey, Gabe, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how you doing? Hey, you know, I think I agree with you. I think you're right about Trump's attempt to turn America into a fascist dictatorship is starting to fade, or at least starting to hit some roadblocks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a good example of it is what happened today, and this decision to back off in terms of sending the feds into San Francisco after having a conversation with the mayor, mm-hmm. there, Daniel Lurie, and I think that's a sign that he knows he's not all so powerful as he thinks he is, and that he, at some point, he's going to have to make concessions and do what he did today and back off.
That's interesting. I was unaware of that, Gabe. What did I miss? This happened while I was on the air.
It happened this morning. Yeah, he was going to send the feds in, and basically it's. He apparently made a post on Truth Social saying that he talked to some of his friends, I don't know, some technocrats or somebody, mm-hmm. that said, hey, you know, the mayor here, he's doing a good job with trying to clean up a crime. We should talk to him. And apparently...
Well, he's getting huge bribes from the tech guys, you know, from the tech bros who are based more or less in San Francisco, you know, in the Silicon Valley area. So maybe they just don't want him messing with their city.
Yeah, I think that's probably a big part of it too.
Yeah.
And you know what? I mean, if you get more people, more powerful people like that, being the technocrats and the tech bros who they are, but if they can put some influence and pressure on them, hopefully we can try to save some bit of our democracy.
There you go. There you go. Step by step, Gabe.
Step by step, yeah. Thanks a lot for the call. Thanks for the information. I appreciate it. Mario in Chicago. Hey, Mario. Thanks for listening to WCPT. What's up?
Mr. Harmon, I was in the march in Chicago on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
A lady called you yesterday or before yesterday, very upset, very desperate. I understand that. But my solution was this. I was very sick today, very sick. I say nothing is going to stop me, and I'm going to go out there with the group that I decided to go.
Mm-hmm.
But we were there. Mr. Harmon, we were close to 300,000 people in there. And all of us, we were thinking alike. The most of the people, 99% of that people, they do not need to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But they know that we are Americans. The only uneducated person that was there was me. Nothing has to do with, but one thing for sure, we have something in common. We love our country.
There you go.
And it was so rewarding. On the train my way back, it was only probably few African-American people. There was not many in there.
Mm-hmm.
But on my way back in this train, this African-American gentleman, he grabbed me by my shoulder. And thank me because what you've been doing. It was just amazing, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
If that lady is desperate, she has to go and get involved.
Yeah.
In this, because that is the solution to get together. It's like a fire. You put the sticks together and we burn alike.
Yep.
We are completely one mind, one person. And Mr. Harmon, on the whole area, the only flag that stood up was the American flag.
Yeah.
It was maybe one Palestinian and two Mexicans.
Yeah.
But the most of the flags were in America. Everyone, the feeling was so amazing.
Yeah. And I think part of that, Mario, is, you know, all these Republicans saying that it was going to be Hate America rallies. And so people who might have been inclined to bring a Palestinian flag or a Mexican flag or something, you know, to make a kind of little local statement, just decided not to. Decided that, no, we're going to prove that this is not a Hate America rally, that we love this country. Mario, thank you. You said it so well. I appreciate the call. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. And make sure everybody you know is registered to vote and ready to go. We've got 14 months here to take this country back. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I will see you tomorrow.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
So what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's www.getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Paul Jaconi Berry and Sean Hannish back with another great Wisconsin sports film. No Packers, no life.
Sean came across No Packers, No Life at the Wisconsin Film Festival and said, you got to see it. We got to see if we can do something. This movie is just such a great opportunity to really see the impact of Wisconsin culture halfway around the world in Japan. It is just so magical and joyful. Yeah. So I encourage everybody to come take a look.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. As demolition of the East Wing of the White House continues to make way for President Trump's new ballroom, that ballroom project will be privately funded. And responding to questions about the speed of the demolition and the sources of funding, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt said,
the president has been incredibly transparent. I would reject any notion otherwise when it comes to this ballroom project. It's something he personally has obviously taken an interest into.
President pardoned one of crypto's richest men, the Binance founder known as CZ, who pled guilty to charges the company failed to keep criminals from using the platform. Changpeng Zhao has lobbied for a pardon and supports the Trump family's crypto venture. President Trump says he will not send troops to San Francisco this weekend after speaking to the city's mayor. An NBA player, Terry Rozier, and Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups were among more than 30 people arrested in an alleged mafia-backed illegal gambling ring. This is ABC News.